Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I want to wish you all a welcome back. If you're listening and wondering what happened to new episodes, welcome to Comic Chronicle. And if this is your first time, welcome. Thank you guys for joining me today. As always, I'm your host, Society's Metahuman / Mutant, Dakota Morgan, coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona. And today, guys, I want to say, first off, I want to say sorry for the hiatus. Sorry there hasn't been a new episodes up. There's been some issues, like most reasons why women dump a man. I always say it's complicated. It's one of those situations. It's complicated. Don't want to dig into it, my friends. Do not want to dig into it. But moving forward today, covering some fun little things that have been going on in the world of DC lately. Figured I'd get this episode out and talk to you guys all about it. First up, we are looking at, this week we had a great special Flash episode today on the CW. Hopefully you guys watch The Flash. I'm not going to go into too much of spoilers on it, but the musical crossover with Supergirl. I know what you're thinking, musicals. Like, why would you watch a musical? But give it a chance. If you guys are either fans of Supergirl or Flash, give it a chance. You'll love it. Promise you. It's titled Duet, and it was premiered this week as well. And how to say it, talk about it without spoiling. All right. So the premise is this. Music Meister goes to Supergirl's Earth, puts her in this trance, and then her body's still there, but her mind's in this musical world. And then he's like, I gotta go chase the fastest man alive, and we know who that is, and they know who that is too. So they traced it back to the Earth One, Earth Prime, whatever you want to call it, and at the Arrowverse, I guess if you say. And they went to Star Labs, and they're like, hey, we know it's you, and I'm like, hey, can you help us? So they bring Supergirl's body, Mon-El, and John Jones, Martian Manhunter, in John form. Human form and whatnot, so they don't know he's an alien and all, but they know, like, Mon-El's an alien. And it's just fantastic. And so they go to for help, and then, not to give a huge synopsis of the episode, which I know I'm going to do, ladies and gents, as you can tell, this is an epic podcast, as you can tell, I'm in the most perfect host, but they fight, Flash gets put in the world too, and so then they have to do all this stuff to get out and whatnot, and then there's a lot, but I gotta say, guys, I want to talk about it because it is fantastic. Know what you're saying, musical, why musical, but hear me out. Music Meister, the villain. Cheesy villain in some spots, and not so cheesy in some too in the books. Fantastic job. The actor who plays him, fantastic. And we also have guest appearances in here from the Arrowverse as well. John Barrowman, love the actor. Victor Gardner is also in here as well. And so, yeah. When they also have a Jesse L. Martin, they have a little, how do I put this, a little song all together, the three of them, they have this little song that they do fantastic. Let's see here, and we're also looking at Jeremy Jordan, guy who plays Wynn. He's also in this episode. He has a good number. Fantastic job by all, I will say. And the best song of it all was Super Friends with Grant Gustin and Melissa Benoist. It's when they team up and they do this little thing, and it's beautiful. I mean, there's like Cisco's in it as well. It's just beautiful. Beautiful. The music is on point. You'll love it. Even if you don't like musicals, but you like The Flash and Supergirl stuff, and you're a fan of the shows, give this a shot. You'll probably love it. There's even, in the non-musical world that they're in, there's a team up with Kid Flash, Vibe, in suit, and Martian Manhunter. And I don't want to give too much into it, but there's a fight with Music Meister. Martian Manhunter in alien form, too. Not John form, but yeah. Don't want to give too much in the spoilers of it, guys, because I want you to go check it out. You know I don't like to get spoilers on this podcast. But I just wanted to give a little shout-out to the Flash musical episode and cover it a little bit. It's tough to cover it without spoiling it, but I'm just got to say, the battle between the heroes and Music Meister was great. The musical world was great. They were fantastic. It was like a Glee reunion. I think it was the hashtag Glee Union or something like that, because most of the actors on there were in Glee. So that's also a pretty good thing, too. It's pretty cool. Never a fan of Glee. We'll say that out there. Never watched it at all. Maybe caught my sister doing it once or twice, but that's about it, actually. So I can't say too much on the Glee front, but guys, like I said, check it out. Check out The Flash Duet. And the music is available, so if you just want to listen to music, listen to Super Friends and listen to the other ones. It'd be worth your time. Worth it. Alrighty, guys. Moving onwards today, it's going to be a little bit of a quick episode, but I wanted to kind of cover it without giving too much of spoilers, but I will go in a little bit of spoilers on this one. Now, the Justice League movie of 2017. Now, I know, us DC fans, we're wet right now because we're beautiful. Beautiful. Like, we're so excited. Everyone's excited for this movie if you're a DC fan. Even if you're not a DC fan, you're excited to see what they bring to the table with Justice League. Now, a new trailer was dropped this Saturday, the 27th. It was dropped. Guys and gals, I don't know how to explain it. Myself, huge DC fan, obviously, of course. How do I explain the trailer? It is beautiful. It is fantastic. It is action-filled. And the nice part is, not that much of spoilers. I mean, right off the bat, you think you're going to see Superman, like Superman's going to come alive, you're going to see him in a trailer. Not a fucking ounce of Superman. None. It is fantastic that we do not see him. I myself am a huge, huge Superman fan, but we did not see him in the movie, which is fantastic because it saves that moment. That saves that moment when he comes back and you see him. Like, hopefully it's in the black suit. We've seen it, but who knows? They change it or whatnot. The trailer itself, we'll go into a little bit of detail on this trailer. And if you haven't seen the trailer, stop this podcast. Pause it. Just don't stop listening. Pause it. Go to YouTube or whatever. Watch the trailer. Come back. And then here we have to think of from a fan's point of view. It's pure amazement in there. Pure joy. Like, if you're a fan, you're going to smile throughout the entire thing. Hopefully you guys are back now from listening to it, by the way. Or from watching the trailer. Now, how to talk about this. I mean, parademons. Right off the bat, too, you see some parademons. Like, shit. I know when we saw him in Batman v Superman, everyone in this experience in the theater, everybody freaked out. We're like, parademons, bitch! Even my sister and I, we looked at each other. We grabbed each other's hands. We're like, parademons! When they showed up in the one Nightmare Batman scene, I guess you could say. That's what the name was. But, so you see Justice League also versus these parademons. It's not like they show up and whatnot. But you see them versing each other. You see Aquaman going nuts, stabbing the hell out of them. Fantastic. You also see, speaking of more parademons, you also see Amazonians. You see them Wonder Woman people on a giant destroyed battlefield. Ships landing in, dropping off them damn creatures. And Wonder Woman's people going nuts. Amazonians going nuts on the battlefield with the Justice League, it looks like. It was a quick scene. You couldn't see too much. I mean, you have Commissioner Gordon in there as well. And you see him with the team. Fantastic. But there's great scenes in there with all the members in there. It shows all of them coming together. Cyborg, Flash, Aquaman, Batman, Wonder Woman. And we don't see Superman in there. And hopefully the guy Green Lantern's in there. But they show great scenes with all of them. Action scenes galore with them. Like, just, I don't want to get too much and, like, dissect the trailer, but because I want you guys to go check it out, see it for yourself and whatnot, too. But I will get into some details on there. There's a lot of Metropolis scenes if you look at the details on the back. This is, like, the down ship in there still there in the Metropolis and then that. But, I mean, fantastic. Flash, by the way, I'm a huge Grant Gustin Flash fan on the TV show. Flash is doing really well in there, ladies and gents. And the lightning's blue instead of yellow. Nice little touch. Don't make it like the TV show. Aquaman's badass as shit. Jason Momoa. Whew. Fantastic. And I know a lot of women are freaking out. They're like, Aquaman's hot. But myself, I'm like, he's from Game of Thrones, bitches. So yeah. That was what I thought about the Justice League trailer. There's so much in there. I mean, Mira's in there as well. You see Atlantis. You see Atlantean guards and Mira swimming through. And when I like, holy shit, Queen Mira. Like, you haven't seen her since like episode of Smallville. To say the least, in season 10, where she had probably like 10 minutes, not even 5 minutes of screen time, maybe. But, oh, it's fantastic. You see Batman's new vehicles and shit in there, too. You see Cyborg, more Cyborg, finally. Him going nuts. You see more of all the team. I mean, it's fantastic, ladies and gentlemen. Fan-blimmin-tastic. Now, we're going to go more on the DC news today. Then we're going to talk about DC's latest move with their Superman, speaking of the boy in blue. Action Comics 976 of the DC Rebirth, Superman Reborn Part 4. Now, this is a little thing that they were doing. A little backstory is, Superman of New 52 universe, in the current comics universe, he died. But there was still a Superman in there, of course. It's not like the Superman came back. He died after it all, after this battle and what. But the Superman of pre-Flashpoint, so pre-New 52, like before the Flashpoint incident happened, like the Superman that everybody grew up with, that world Superman, that one from that universe, is secretly living in the New 52 universe, the Rebirth universe, and has become the Superman, replaced him, and is like, hey, I know I'm not him, but I can try to be him. I can not try to be him, but at least be better. And he also has a kid. He's also married to Lois. Him and Lois escaped from their Earth before it was destroyed, and this whole long backstory thing. They have a kid named John, currently Superboy. So yeah, that is blimmin' fantastic. Great storyline with him, and he's been doing well. Like, you see him as a dad. You see him in, not in Smallville, but a Smallville-esque town, obviously. So you see that, but recently Mr. Mixoplick, spoilers alert, Mr. Mixoplick has been causing issues and whatnot, and you still see the great big bad, which is still mysterious throughout the Rebirth. But, like, Mr. Mixoplick warns of him, but there's this big battle with him throughout the Superman Reborn parts. 1, 2, 3, 4, like, big battle with him in this weird dimension sort of thing. Superboy is trying to get him back, to get his dad back and his mom. Stuff's going down. Don't want to spoil it. Want you guys to check it out. But also in this, the reason why I'm talking about this issue is they brought back Superman. In this battle, I will tell you this, that how they brought back Superman and made him this non-other dimension sort of thing, other universe Superman living in with the other current Superman dead, to kind of get a clean slate on Superman. What they did is, they had the soul, the essence of the pre-Flashpoint one, combined with the new one, the new 52 Superman. This is the best I'm trying to explain. It's easy to read, but tough to explain. So, like, the two of them combined. They were combined. The worlds and the history combined. It's like everything that happened with them having the kid, him and Lois having the kid and whatnot. But then also what happened with new 52 Superman, it's all combined into one. So their history is now one. So that Superman is the Superman we have. So it's like a clean slate. Yeah, it sucks for us New 52 readers. As I read Superman and Action Comics in New 52, it kind of pushes all that away and be like, it retconned it all out, sadly. But, it still makes for great stories to come. I mean, how it's going to affect the rest of the DC universe, who knows? But now we actually have a defined set Clark Kent. Obviously, hopefully, they're going to be moving back to Metropolis. They currently don't live in Metropolis. Well, we don't know, actually, after this issue. But check out 976, my bad, on Action Comics, Superman Reborn Part 4. It will explain it 10 times better, but everything is now one. Like, they brought back classic Superman with also bringing back new 52 Superman, which I might add is a fantastic way of how to do it. It's just, I don't know how else to explain it, but it is just fantastic. I don't know what they're going to do with this in the DC universe. Hopefully they'll maybe talk about it or something like that. That's like, maybe be like, hey, like, we remember you before, but we're not going to have any more of this. We don't trust the Superman from other universe thing, but because he's not ours that we grew up with, and I grew up with, like, learn to fight with, learn to do all this. Like, Batman's been the big antagonist, like Trinity, the Rebirth, and also sort of New 52 storyline. That series, like, the first six issues now have been retconned. Like, they retconned so fucking much, and it is a pain in the ass. It sucks, it does, but we also get a defined thing, so we don't have to do this, like, intense backstory, because my problem was, this is my personal opinion, my problem was, you took 3 pages out of a single issue, 3 or 4 pages, to explain the backstory of who this Superman is. That's fucking ridiculous. I mean, come on. That's BS to the reader, because, I mean, it takes out from story, it takes out from all this. Yeah, it's a neat concept, but it lasted for too long. So, guys and gals, the big point of this is, instead of me rambling on, Superman's back. Enjoy him. Enjoy the new Superboy that we have. Enjoy Lois. Lois is also back. Their histories combined. It's all fantastic. Check it out, guys. Check it out, indeed. And if you stuck through the podcast this long, I just want to give you guys a big thanks. Thanks to you all. Thanks to you guys and gals who have been listening and whatnot. And also make sure you guys subscribe. Check out the other issues here too. I also had a recent interview with Quinn Allen, a.k.a. Kid Apocalypse, and also Cameron Bone, the guy who plays Robin, well, does the voice of Robin on Young Justice Season 2. So, the Tim Drake Robin. So, yeah, just check it out, guys. Subscribe to the podcast if you wish. If you want to send me a message, a like, a bad thing, if you want to talk negative about it, talk positive about it, check out the my Twitter, at DakotaMorgan3 on Twitter, of course, obviously. Duh. Thank you, guys. Sorry it's a little bit shamble and a little bit late on this episode, but things have been crazy, like I said. But yeah, just stay classy, everybody, all right? And also, fair warning, too, there will be more episodes to come, but I don't know when we'll be able to get them out. Just fair warning to you guys, too. There's a lot going on and a lot of situations and everything, but send me rambling on. Everybody, stay classy, Metropolis.